Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Hell no. Hey, fuck no.
Andrea, where you calling me from?
It's Andrea, Indiana.
Indiana. Say it again.
Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get started already. So much I could point out already.
You know, I'm surgical with this bitch, Jay. How you want it, dog?
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe. She got a lip ring. Her shirt say mom boss. We already know what type of attitude and ego come with shirts like that. She got a sleeve tattoo. This isn't going to be anything positive for any decent man, just based on everything I just said. But hey, I'm open to being proven wrong.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
41. What you do for a living, boo?
I'm a higher education administrator.
Higher education administrator.
What does that mean? What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means.
You have any kids?
I do. I have 5 children total, 4 living, 1 deceased.
Oh, sorry about your child that passed away.
Thank you.
You want to give the ages?
Absolutely. 17, twins 19, and 23.
Fuck no.
So already we can tell this woman has a funky disposition. Just the energy is off top. I don't know if black women realize how off-putting their demeanor is. Well, I'm sure most would say, I don't give a fuck. That's the black woman motto in America. I don't give a fuck.
I look like telling a nigga good morning. I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and woman.
Okay, all by the same man?
Oldest 3, 1 man, youngest, twins, another.
Okay, and, okay, have you ever been married?
Never been married, only engaged.
Okay.
Nobody gives a fuck about that.
You don't seem more legitimate because you were engaged. It seemed more illegitimate that you had an engagement that it didn't lead to a marriage. Like, what kind of shit is that? I would love to see the percentages of white women who get engaged and don't get married to the dude she got engaged to. That's a bigger red flag.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I got my list, girl. Okay. I'm looking for a man that is honest, loyal, self-aware, confident, kind, affectionate, empathetic, and chivalrous.
Okay, we got a list. Now, what are your deal breakers? You wrote that down too?
I did. Yes. Deal breakers. A bisexual man. That means if you have any attraction to men, I got enough problems dealing with women. I don't want to compete with men too. So bisexual men, no thank you. Men lacking dick discipline. If you cannot discipline your D, then you don't need to talk to me.
Don't fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
No self-awareness whatsoever. I don't understand how women think this is gonna attract a man to them acting like this. It shows that they're not that bright, and it just shows that they lack self-awareness. Tact, decorum, class, etc., maturity. It's an instant deal breaker for any decent human. So everything she's saying she doesn't want is what she's going to attract with this attitude. And that's the ironic part of this.
Wait, I've never heard it like that before.
Well, I mean, because I think men have to reach a point in their life where they understand they can have sex with a lot of different people, but they don't. They shouldn't, especially if they're in committed relationships and things like that. So if you actually lack if you don't have the ability to not have sex with someone that is offering you sex, then I don't need you.
I'm a boss. I'm not with that. It's never nothing no more. Like, I look like a boss. I feel like a boss. I taste like a boss, nigga. Max Bigavale. Fuck out of here, man.
Most men don't have the option to have sex with a lot of different women. Most men don't have to develop dick discipline because they ain't getting no offers. And we all know top 10%ers can do a lot better than this, as far as who she is on the outside and on the inside. I'm not surprised, you know, those type of men cheat on you. I got a feeling you were never really the main anyway. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
And I don't need you. No, that's okay. You for the streets. So, yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Cocky, overzealous.
Look who's talking.
Especially if you're cocky or overzealous in regards to things like politics, religion, religious views, social views. Like if you're someone that's homophobic, you know, openly homophobic, I typically think you're gay anyway, so, or bi anyway, or DL anyway.
You can't make this shit up.
You seem cocky and arrogant. Like, you seem like you're everything you're saying this guy can't be. And why do you keep bringing up homosexuality? I don't understand it. How many homos did you pick to be in relationships with? What does that say about you that you keep picking DL and homos?
Don't be overzealous. Don't be cocky. Extra. I'm 40. I'm 40 plus. So I'm looking for someone that's 40 plus and acts 40 plus.
No, you ain't talking. You? What?
Okay.
Other deal breaker, non-citizens, kids under 10. And I do mean under 10. Like if you have a 9.5-year-old, no, thank you. No, thank you. 10 and over. That's the requirement. If you know me, if I look familiar, don't worry about doubling back. Don't worry about, hey, I want to see. Nope. Mm-mm. If you work in any capacity, personally, professionally, no, thank you. And if you want more kids. No, thank you. I don't even want to adopt. I don't even know how I'm going to handle grandkids. That's how much I'm not interested in anybody.
You said you don't want what?
I don't even know how I'm going to handle grandkids. I mean, I expect my kids to probably procreate, but I don't know how I'm going to handle that because not my kid. So, yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids! Don't you leave them!
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
I don't know how I'm going to handle having grandkids because they ain't my kid. Keep them motherfuckers over there with you. This is a horrible, horrible, horrible human being.
Should he look a certain way?
Okay. I do have some preferences, but I'm pretty open when it comes to what I'm attracted to. I would prefer him to be, at least be my height. I'm 5'6.5", so I prefer for you to at least be 5'7" or taller. I do prefer African-American men. However, I am willing and open to other races. Now, listen, if you are another race and you cannot speak English, I can't talk to you. So, no, that doesn't
count. So you can be another race, but you got to know English.
Exactly. Yes, I have a lot of Latino men that talk to me or try to talk to me that don't know very good English. And I don't speak Spanish.
Where are you at again? Oh, in Indianapolis. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is how she's acting to attract a man. Like, I guess this is her best foot forward. So can you imagine her on a rough day? This is a day she felt like calling into a dating show. So this isn't her on a bad day, I would imagine. If it was really a bad day for her, she'd be like, I call in another time. I ain't in the mood. This is her in the mood to call a dating show. This is where a lot of women will end up. Just naturally. They're naturally miserable people, in my humble opinion. Not all, of course, but most. When you marry a woman and spend, you know, 50 years with her and live in a house with her for 50 years, you're going to get some version of this. This is a little extreme, but you're going to get some funky, nasty attitude bitch at some point who doesn't respect you. Yeah, I just wouldn't advise any man to get married.
Where are you at again? Oh, in Indianapolis. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do prefer a man that's active. Now, if you have a belly and you aspire to get rid of it, like I do, because I'm actively working on myself, then I'm with you. But if you like fried foods, eat fried foods every day, I'm not signing up to take care of you in the next 20 years.
So, no, thank you.
I mean, damn, sis, why does somebody have to tell you not to be a bitch? Why is that your go-to?
She went so deep, she went past hell.
Wow. I guess this is
she went past Satan, saying like, where are you going? You're home now.
Now, should he make a certain amount of money?
60K and up, I would say. If you make 50K, you can still slide. If you make less than 50K, no thank you. Also, I do require this to be legal income. That means the government knows where your money comes from. Because I don't have time.
So, yeah. Ooh, child.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Time for the Kendrick Cam.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Belly shirts. Tights and belly shirts at 50. This is sick. This is just fucking sick. That closet look a fucking mess. But look. And look at that fucking electrical hazard back there. But we all know most women are a fucking disgusting mess behind the curtain. They make shit look good on Instagram, but if you get to know these women, they're fucking gross and they live gross. Their car is gross. Their bathroom is gross. And it be the bad bitches, too, that just be living disgusting. Well, just the whole spectrum. Bad bitches, average bitches, below average bitches.
Not all, but most.
Does this bod make up for the funky ass attitude, y'all? Does this body, does this look make you want to put up with the other shit just to get a shot at this?
Hell no!
This is going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Long list of requirements and very little leverage.
What? Is that a girl that said that? Because if you're not interested, why do you worry about my requirements? I mean, I thought this was options that I had. I didn't know I had to settle. If I had to settle, I'd already be married. I mean, you know, I didn't even go all the way into it. This is just like to start the conversation.
Really, nigga?
Are you happy? Are you okay? I'm sorry.
Okay. Damon Dennis said, lady, you have young women standards. You gave all men anxiety just by listening to you.
Girl, the census told me there was a lot of men born the same year I was born. There was a lot of men born before me, a lot of men born after me.
And so what?
That being said, again, I say, if you're not interested in me, and if I'm too old for you, why you worry about my standards? Boy, these people paying they good money. Y'all, my Cash App is open since y'all spending money on comments.
Nigga, no. How many times I got to tell you no?
Y'all, my Cash App is open since y'all spending money on comments.
Ooh, Cash, shout it out, girl. I'll let you shout it out.
Huh? Do you think a man who came on this show being a piece of shit like this would be allowed to shout out his Cash App? Genuine question. Because see, it's all part of the sisterhood. Kendra know this woman is horrible, but she down for it because she a woman. This shit is stupid. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. This is a 50-year-old woman, y'all. I don't want to hear that 41-year-old shit. This is a 50-year-old woman. Oh, she's a coach? She's a coach of something?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Divine Photo says, you seem to have an attitude on you, smile, sister. One thing, so a man is supposed to have discipline, but you have 5 kids and didn't require marriage.
Yeah, so I don't have an attitude. I think if anything, I'm a little bit lighter in life.
That is bullshit.
Ma'am, you have 5 kids. You are the settle.
Girl, first of all, again, I say, I had my kids before the age of 24. Now, I wasn't going to tell y'all all my business, but I have 2 sets of twins. So I have 5 kids and 3 pregnancies, my dear.
Okay.
Lena B, you could only pay $1.99 for that question. So I suggest you settle for that $2 that you spent. I'm 20 years removed from having any kids.
Listen to me. That doesn't change the fact that you have 5 kids. It don't matter that you had them before 24. It don't matter that you had 2 sets of twins. It don't matter they was only by 2 dudes. It don't matter you was young and dumb. None of that matters. The fact still remains you have 5 kids and a fucked up attitude, so you are the settle. Nothing you just said changed the fact that you have 5 kids. She didn't say you have 5 kids after the age of 25 or you didn't have twins. She didn't say that. She said, ma'am, you have 5 kids. You are the settle. Nothing you just said debunked that comment.
Nice try.
There are a lot of men that are far removed from having kids. My kids are grown. I own my home. You can walk in here and not even know a kid exists. Boo. Boo.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
You know, it's phases in life. I know some people are small-minded, can't see past the age of 40. So you don't know what that looks like. But most of us that are up here recognize that there are people with a lot of kids that are grown-ups. And they don't have to worry about those people anymore because they're people being productive. Now, if your kids still live with you at that age, now that's something else we need to talk about. But girl, Kendra, why are we talking about the comments? What else we doing, girl?
Okay. You women are horrible.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
There is no class in that. Like, she's fucked up. There's no education in that.
I told you that bitch crazy.
Just want to watch the world burn.
Men aren't satisfied with the women in his country?
Not really. No.
There's help available if you ask for it.
Who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
They are who we thought they were.
I won't quit until I'm physically stopped.
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy!
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.